Hi, this is your host, Daniel Gutierrez, with Awakening to Abundance, effortless abundance in all areas of life. I'd like to welcome you to our call with today's guest, Karen Abrams. Karen is a master theta healer, UCLA graduate in psychology, certified instructor, and relationship expert. She first came to theta healing after watching a friend transform her life with it. Karen began to study theta techniques herself, gaining immediate and lasting relief from chronic health issues that had overwhelmed her for years. She also discovered that theta healing improved her relationships and helped her achieve greater professional success. Karen honed the listening and observation skills critical to theta healing through her extensive experience in the education field. For more than 30 years, she has worked with a broad range of clients in diverse environments, from students and professionals to business owners and artists, to stay-at-home moms and even other theta healers. Today you will discover how to learn the most common barriers to your abundance, to release those blocks to bring more prosperity into your life, how to forgive family members for past transgressions, how to let go of old identities and roles, create a new path to move forward into your abundant future, and that you can co-create your life consciously and powerfully, and to finally build the abundant life you desire. Karen, welcome to the show. Glad to have you. Thank you so much.
It's an honor to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to really get into this theta healing stuff. But before we do that, Karen, could you take a few minutes and share with the audience what you have seen or what has been the major turning points that have allowed you to have this current level of success that you're having?
Well, that's an interesting question. I've never been asked that exactly like that. Well, there's really, I believe there were two reasons that I became a healer. There's probably more, but the ones that stand out the most, since we only have an hour show.
That's right.
It's more fascinating to myself than anyone else. Actually, the first time when I was about 17, 18 years old, my mom was diagnosed with advanced stage 3 ovarian cancer. Mm. And we're talking almost 30 years ago, so the prognosis back then was not great. Her prognosis was that she could live 6 months if she didn't get chemotherapy, and 18 months if she did. I'm very grateful that I did not know that then, because that probably would have made that time a lot scarier for me. But anyways, there's a happy ending to that story. She did everything that she could possibly do to get better. She did all traditional stuff, double dose of chemotherapy, because she was a very healthy person aside from what had happened to her. She did all alternative things, and she did acupressure and acupuncture and meditation and psychic healing, and we had family therapy, and she had personal therapy. So the list went on and on, and she left no stone unturned, and she had made this decision that she wasn't going to leave her kids. There's four of us and her husband, and she ended up being right. So what I learned from that situation was that healing wasn't just confined to the doctor's office. You know, that's where I thought it was all the time. Mm. And it's really about how you live your life. You got to look at that. You got to look at the energy you're putting out there and what's the energy that you're receiving. You got to look at everything. And it just changed my approach with the way that I dealt with things when they happened in my life. And the second thing really was, I had a friend who, you know, you had mentioned, really changed her life in a very short period of time with all the major things, with relationships, with money and success, with health. And I watched her do this and went, I had been having anxiety for about 6 years by then, and I'd been going to a therapist for about a year and a half by then. And I always say that I got it down from like an 11 to a 3. So it was really severe, but it was still at a 3. It was pretty bad. I mean, I was shaking all day long. I was vibrating and shaking all day long. Nobody knew it except for me and my therapist, but that's what was going on inside my body. And so I decided to take the basic theta healing class that my friend was actually hosting. And a really interesting thing happened after those 3 days. All of a sudden, I just noticed all the space in my body. And I always made these swimming motions, like the breaststroke motions in front of me. I'm like, wow, what's all this space here? And I didn't know what it was. And all of a sudden, it hit me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't have anxiety anymore. Mm. And I was so used to it that if I ever had a calm moment and I was conscious about it, my body would react like, you know, snapping back into the anxiety. So it was a really wild experience, and it blew me away so much that I signed up for practice classes. I signed up for more classes with my teacher, everything that I could do to get good at this thing. I had no idea I was going to do it for my life. I thought I was going to do this, you know, for me and maybe for my friends. I couldn't even explain it to you. You know, they were like, I don't know, she did this thing and I feel better, I don't know. And it just worked for me, and I just kept working at it and working at it and working at it. Now it's been over 9 years now, and, you know, I'm a Master Theta Healer, and this is what I do for a living, so it's pretty wild to me.
So exciting. It's so exciting. Isn't it wonderful when life presents a different journey for us that we never expected?
I always had this feeling that my life was going to be something other than what I had, like I said, what I had imagined it to be. And I was like, there's going to be something that I'm going to look at and shake my head and go, I would have never guessed this in a million years.
Well, I think it's always
this was not presented on career day in high school.
It's definitely always against what the ego wants to do.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. All I knew is I wanted this really cool job with great people around me, and it was going to be really great. You know?
Right. You do Theta Healing. What is it and how does it work?
Well, Theta Healing is a meditation that connects you to God, Source, or whatever that energy is for you so that you can receive a healing. And when you make that connection in the meditation, physiologically your brain waves go into the Theta state. And we know from hypnotherapy that the Theta brain wave is how we access our subconscious mind. So through your permission, and only through your permission, it's very important to know that, we can identify and change negative belief systems that have been, you know, hampering you your whole life and give you new loving perspectives on painful relationships and situations and allow you to release old resentments and traumas and fears and help you change habits and patterns in your life that have been holding you back. And I'll probably say this till the cows come home, but it's the lightest thing I know. It's like the lightest way I know of letting go of the heaviest things in your life.
I like that. That's a nice way to say that.
Yeah.
So how does this help us with abundance in our life, like our family and finances and all the things that I think that we all seek out?
Well, first of all, I think we have to talk about what abundance means. And the definition that I received from going into a Theta meditation was that abundance was unopposed energy. So I think all of us, in being experts on our own family, even though this is our own opinion, we all know what's right and wrong with our family, right? So you could probably list it off right now,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So what's right is where we have that unopposed energy, and what's wrong, and clearly I realize these are judgments we're making, is probably where we have the blocks to our abundance. So we want to bring that out into your life and into your family. So you got to look at, like, your level of abundance is going to be a combination of a few things. It's going to be your belief systems from, you know, when you grew up, and your life experience and your reaction to your life experience. So in Theta, we talk about it as if we hold beliefs on four different levels, so that when we go into the family to find out how we can strengthen our abundance, we have to look at what we're starting with, and we have to go from there. So, you know, a lot of us grew up in families that had a lot of negative beliefs about money. I did. I know I did. And being unable to create, like, consistent abundance in our life. And once we can get to the bottom of that, we can find those beliefs that we call them, like, root beliefs or core beliefs that have held us back from being able to manifest money and create abundance. And then we can energetically shift those beliefs to begin to attract that good fortune that, you know, we talk about, that we're all deserving of, that it's really our birthright. Like, I had one client, this wonderful man, who we just had one appointment. He was in sales and medical sales. And after one appointment of getting to the bottom of what was going on with him and holding him back from that, he increased his sales 400%.
Wow.
And that was the first time in 30 years anyone had ever done that in the history of that company. So he was pretty happy.
Oh, I'd say so. So I love the way you defined abundance. You said it was unopposed energy.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. That's awesome.
I have never heard it either. You know, honestly, I've been working with abundance for a long time, and a lot of times, you know, with this work, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, is you're asking for energetic downloads of information and feelings and how to do things. And I had always downloaded what that was, and I looked up, you know, what it literally meant in the dictionary, and I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then I just asked. I just said, what does it mean? And that's the two words I heard. I just thought that was so wild.
I love it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're saying that then that the subconscious mind has the key to unlocking this abundance.
Yeah. What I've learned is that our total awareness is a lot larger. The total awareness that we have consciously is about 5 or 10%, which means that there's 90% or more that we're not aware of. That's just incredible. So in theta, we're actually able to, you know, access that sleeping giant, you know, so that you can, you know, like we said, change this stuff. You can change your mind, and that'll change your life. You know, I mean, this, in a way, is what we're all talking about, all of us healers out here, and however we present that and whatever modality, is that what you believe brings those experiences in, right? If you think the world is a tough place, guess what? Guess what's coming? You know, and if you think the world is a really great place, guess what's coming? So we really want to get into that positive space without being naive about things, but we know that the world is kind of everything, right? The world has everything in it, but what are the magnets that we want to hold up and so that we can attract the things that are really good for us?
Mm.
And that's what this work really helps you do.
Now,
it's
you
really
said, I want to make sure I heard this right. We, our subconscious mind, or we as individuals have a 10% awareness.
The subconscious mind has the 90 to 95% of the rest of
the subconscious mind. Right.
Yeah.
Got it. That makes a whole lot of sense because most people seem to live in the conscious instead of the unconscious or subconscious. So, knowing all this and knowing this research you've done and through practice, what are some of the common barriers then?
Well, to abundance, it's kind of interesting. You know, once again, I was really asking in meditation what this was about, and a lot of it's about fear.
Mm.
It's tons and tons of fear. And like I said, in theta, we talk about things that are held on four different levels. There's the core level, which is everything we learn in this lifetime. There's our genetic level, so everything we came in with, all our fears and our prejudices and whatever else from our ancestors. We've got our past life and our collective consciousness, that's called the history level, and the soul level is the deepest part of all of those. So there's a lot of ancestral beliefs we have because, you know, way back when we started, you know, pretty much in tribes, you know, at some point we were all there. And so we kind of had to assume the worst in order to help, you know, survive out there, right? We had to know where the saber-toothed tiger was or assume that he would be here or there hiding, crouching behind this rock or that rock or whatever. So we had to be very cautious. And so we had this feeling of waiting for the other shoe to drop, right? Let's just wait it out, see what happens, and then we'll go from there, right? And I'm sure that you've experienced that before, too. We've all had those moments. So those fears of negative outcomes in order to feel safe in the world, in order to be able to account for anything that could happen and cope. And a lot of it is just, like we said, waiting for that shoe to drop and just being afraid of success, afraid of money. In my family, another one is afraid of the unknown. That's a big deal. So that, to me, was one of my biggest fears up to not so long ago. And because in my family, the unknown was always scary. And when, you know, things were going on, or I said, oh, I don't know what's going to happen next, you know, my family would say, well, of course, that's scary. We don't know what's going to happen next. And that's very common. This isn't, you know, it isn't a critique on my family at all. But what I found out from theta was that the unknown was actually, I was shown a ball of clay and with my hands on it and then God's hands on it. And all of a sudden I went, oh, that's cool. We can shape the unknown. It's not the scary thing. It only is if we believe it is, and then we're going to attract that kind of traumatic event so that we can stay terrified. So when you when you can let go of that fear of the unknown, then and change your definition of life. Like, you know, a lot of people think that life is about struggle, right? Life is tough. Life is hard. It's a very common ancestral belief. And when we can change that, because we know life can be any experience, then once again, we shift those belief systems, we shift our feelings about that stuff, and we start bringing in the positive. What if life's a beautiful adventure filled with abundance, you know, and good fortune? Then you go, oh, I could live for that. That would be awesome.
Of course, right. So these, I guess, blocks, let's just call them blocks, that we have toward abundance and that are so buried, I guess, in the subconscious mind. Are we able to release these?
With Theta, yes, you definitely can. I mean, people are, you know, there's lots of ways that people cope. But I think because, and, you know, I don't just do Theta healing. I exercise. I talk to my friends. I do, you know, I do anything I can to help myself. But Theta gets in there really deeply. And, you know, when you're talking about beliefs that are held on the soul level, which is the deepest thing, they're very hard to access and change when you're talking to somebody just to try to work it out. You know, it's just deep, it's energetic. You come in with so much. You know, your soul's been here for a long time. And just because you're in this body and your name happens to be Daniel this time didn't mean that, you know, you weren't somebody else at another time with a totally different experience, or that your soul's working out all of the experiences you have. So you can be ultimately in more abundance or in complete abundance. So Theta will really get down there deeply, energetically, and very lovingly, and very, like I said, very gently, just to lift this stuff out. We're not about, let's go back and find out, you know, let's go back to the point when you got hit by a bus, and let's re-experience it, and so that you can let it go. It's like, oh, okay, well, so you got hit by a bus, so now you got a lot of trauma in your body. That's just energy that no longer serves you. So how about if we release that energy and then give you God's understanding on why that happened? What were you really calling in? And maybe we can change the way you learn from the hard way to the easy way. What do you think? And all of a sudden it works. And you get this great sense of relief, and like burdens are lifted from your shoulders that you might have known were there, but you just thought you'd have them for the rest of your life.
Mm.
So it really is a remarkable modality to help you lift everything out, so that you can finally be your authentic self, because that's all we're doing. And any good modality that's out there, because I am, one of the reasons I like Theta is because it honors everything. It doesn't say this is the best and everything else is bad. So is that we really want to become our authentic selves, because that's when we're going to be abundant. That's when we're going to have the most unopposed energy in all the rooms of our house, right?
Yeah. You have mentioned throughout our conversation more than once the family members. I have to ask this question. You know, first of all, what are some of the ways that we forgive them for their past transgressions, and do we have to?
Yeah, we have to. Yeah,
okay, folks, you heard it. You're listening in and saying you're not going to do it. Well, you have to.
I'm sorry, you have to. But I'll give you this bonus. Forgiveness is not what we were taught it was. I mean, nobody ever taught me how to forgive. They just said, honey, it takes time. Over time, you learn to forgive, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Over time, this nameless thing will magically occur that you don't know what it is or how it works, right? So what I learned about forgiveness is it's about letting go of the pain that you've caused yourself or others. Let's say your dad was not a great guy to you. Let's say you had an abusive father, for instance. What are you ready to forgive him? In the old mode, in the old definition, most likely you'd think, well, that makes it okay that he abused me. And it wasn't okay. It's absolutely not okay. It was horrible. And you can stand in that righteousness, and you're right. Right? And because you're right, you're going to stay wounded the rest of your life. But you know what? Darn it. You're right, and that's the most important thing. It's not. If you ask the question to that same person, are you ready to let go of the pain that he has caused you? And you go, yes, 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 yes. And so that's what I'm talking about. We need to let that pain out of our body because, you know, it's like just more baggage, more burden. And the more, you know, if you look at baggage like literally like grocery bags that you're holding onto and you've got one about an abusive family member and then no money and then, you know, someone was selfish to you and blah, 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 whatever happened in your life, you're holding so many things that you can't even see in front of you. And you can't deal with anything without dealing with this baggage that you've been holding all this time. So we're just saying free yourself from that.
So,
get rid of that.
Karen, could you do me a favor and go back and define forgiveness again? You kind of cut out that for a minute and we didn't get that.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Forgiveness is letting go of the pain that someone else has caused you or the pain that you have caused yourself.
Hmm. So it's both.
Yeah. Because you got to forgive yourself, huh?
I like that. I like
that.
That's a great definition. And so we also, I guess, we take on identities and roles from our childhood. I guess things that we see, things that we experience. How do we begin to let go of those old identities that also kind of keep us from seeing abundance in our lives?
Well, we created them in the first place to be safe, right? If you... You know, if you're coming from a family, I know I keep coming back to abusive, but for some reason that keeps coming up, so I'm sure that our audience has a lot of experience with that. We're all in the same soul group, so we're all dealing with it in some way or another. So if we start out with this abusive family, some people become, you know, act out aggressively, and they become the troublemaker because they're aggressing out on the world, or some people become the helpers. But both of those are ways of trying to bring love back into our life. That Marianne Williamson said that whatever is not love is a cry for love.
Mm.
So, but it's also a way that we feel safe, you know, because we're trying to establish safety in our life. So what you would do, let's say, with that say healing is energetically, you would learn how you can be safe without taking on the role of the black sheep, the overly helpful person, the victim, you know, whatever it is. And so then energetically you learn that that's possible without going into that. Because the subconscious is creating that so we could survive. But the wonderful thing about the time right now, our time is that we're in a time where spiritually there are more and more people here ready to thrive. I believe that's why your show is here and why there are so many people who are promoting abundance right now.
Right.
I mean, 50 years ago, not so many people doing this, right?
Right.
So there must be a need. You are answering a call, you know, and because you didn't make this up out of thin air.
Right.
So all of us are seeking this in this generation especially and for generations to come. Teaching ourselves how we can thrive. And that is, so energetically we can learn who we truly are from God's perspective. And once we know that we are light and that we are worthy of love and we're worthy of our parents' love but we're worthy of God's love and everybody else's love, then we really begin to shift that and we're able to stand on our own 2 feet and feel safe shining. Because so many of us are masters, but we're like the best kept secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
We're too scared to be seen, and because we think once we are, we'll be criticized, or worse, we'll be hurt, or worse, we'll be killed, you know, whether it's a rational or irrational belief, depending on what country you live in.
Mm-hmm.
So you can change those roles energetically. You can feel the difference. You can remove the trauma that you had from being in those previous roles and find this new place of just being who you truly are.
Mm, I like that. So you were discussing earlier, you were describing the hand on the potter, on the clay, and your hand on the clay, and I'm going to assume you were referring to co-creating.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean when you say we can co-create our life consciously and powerfully? And it was a great image that you gave us with the hands. How do we do that?
How do we co-create consciously?
Yeah, consciously and powerfully. Mm-hmm.
Because, well, the way we do it is we change the negative belief systems that we have.
Mm.
Because if we think that we're always set up to fail, guess what we're going to do, right? And so we are always co-creating our lives. We always are. And remember there's a saying that comes up a lot for me, which is that, you know, you may not be manifesting everything that you want or co-creating everything that you want, but you've co-created everything you have. So your beliefs, your feelings about the world, and like we said, on all of those four levels that we talked about, are being pushed out into the universe. And God says, okay, well, this is how you feel about love. Well, then let's give you that, okay? Well, then let's give you, this is how you feel about money. Well, let's make that happen, right? And one example I talk about with friends is that, you know, when you get scared about money, I mean, everyone's had that moment where they go, something's going on and we freak out, right? And the most important thing to do in that moment is get rid of that freak out, get rid of that chaos and that fear, because those are huge, huge magnets. And have you ever had this happen where if you ever freak out about money, then your car breaks down?
Yes. Yes, everything that can happen does happen.
Right, the pipe will burst.
Yep.
You'll notice there's a leak underneath the hardwood floors. You know, something will manifest itself to show you, and then that makes the fear even, it exacerbates it. And all the fear is focused attention, okay? Fear is the focused attention on a negative outcome. So it's amazing in that moment that you can create that in the physical universe. So if you can do that, why can't you do the opposite? If the opposite of fear is really love, right, and love and acceptance and that openness, and with healthy boundaries, you know, then we can do the opposite, can't we? Because it's all manifesting. It's all co-creation. Let's just do something that we really like.
Right, absolutely. Earlier we talked about, I said, you know, do we have to forgive our family members for our past transgressions? And I don't know, but I'd like to kind of go back and maybe even discuss how we do that. I know you and I have had a great interaction before the call and got a chance to experience that a little bit. But what's the how part of it? Is that the theta?
Yeah, the how is really the theta. You know, it's really being able to go in there and lift out that energy of that pain that someone's caused you or that you've caused yourself. You know, we have this incredible ability to beat ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
And which means that somewhere we have a hidden talent to build ourselves up and to save ourselves.
Wow.
So, so we want to be able to go in there and release that pain because, like we said before, that pain is your baggage. And have you ever, you must have had this before because I've totally had this. If you're in a relationship with someone, and either you say this to them or they say this to you, let's say you make some mistake and you talk about something, or you do something that's thoughtless, okay, and it hurts that person.
Right.
And you say, look, I'm sorry, you know, I did this thing, and you know, I'm really sorry, I want to make it up to you. And they look at you like, you know what, my dad used to do that.
Ooh,
and it's just not right, okay? I'm telling you right now, don't you ever do that again, and I'm never going to, you know, the tone is, I'm never going to forgive you, even though they say they did. And you're not living she's not living in the present, is she? Right? She's living in her childhood because she's angry that her father used to do that one thing that you just, you know, tripped the line on right there. And all you can do is say, look, honey, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I don't know what else I can do. and it takes them a while because it has nothing to do with you. So that's where that forgiveness comes in, that letting go of that pain. We got to be able to do that so you really know what's what. If you're in a relationship, you got to be present because if it triggers something, you know, if you do something and it triggers me, and I'm upset because my mom did that same thing to me and it's never going to happen again. I got to work out my mom.
Yes.
This isn't
yes,
you. Okay,
sense.
So you were thoughtless. Okay, forget it. It's okay.
You know what's funny?
I gotta go back.
You just brought something up in my awareness, I guess, bringing back, you know, and this is all about awareness, becoming more aware or becoming aware of what's been embedded. And that was a thought that I used to say when I was married. You know, you take me for granted. Don't take me for granted. You take me for granted. And then that was kind of the catalyst for everything going to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
When I think about that, It was my family that took me for granted. They never appreciated who I was. They never appreciated my gifts. They never saw my gifts. But they couldn't. But I just now realize in this moment what you were saying, for an example, for those of you that are listening in, that is something that I clearly bring into relationships, because we were talking about that, into relationships, is I don't want to be taken for granted. And yet what happens? I get taken for granted.
Right, you attract it because you want to work it out. You know, I believe that we always, especially with relationships, it could be friendships too, because I've experienced this in friendships a lot. We always want to go back home to our childhood, but we want to go back as an adult because this time maybe we could figure it out.
Mm.
You know, maybe this time it won't be the same. So we attract that energy into our life. So we attract that partner or that friend in our life that's going to trip those wires to give us that opportunity to work it out. And so you are making, you know, you had a mission statement, right? Don't take me for granted. And your mind, your subconscious, doesn't know don't.
Right.
It doesn't know don't. It doesn't know not, right? It's the elephant in the room, you know. Don't think of that elephant. Your mind just focuses on the elephant because your brain can't do anything else.
Right.
So it's the same thing. That's all you wanted. You want to, and your ego wanted to prove that that was right because you needed to be
so
right.
True.
Yeah.
I love
so
it.
We got to balance that out. And one of the things I learned from my teacher, Vianna Steibel, who's the creator of Theta Healing, was that she said, you have an ego to survive and to succeed, but anything else is just overkill.
Mm.
And so we do need an ego. We absolutely need an ego because those are good things, survive and succeed.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It's just the other part when we turn it to an 11.
Karen, you have an incredible process you want to take us through. Would you mind doing that for us now so that the audience can get an idea of how this works, a little exercise on theta healing?
Sure. Let's do it.
Let's
wonderful.
Do it.
So we're going to conduct this like a theta session, okay? So the first thing that's going to happen is that I'm going to ask you if I can come into your space, okay? And your job is to say yes if you want to experience this. What that means is when you say yes, you're allowing this energy, which is like we said, it's God, source, or whatever that energy is for you, okay? That complete unconditional love energy, okay? When you say yes, you're allowing that energy to come into your space and access your subconscious. And remember, you will be the one changing this. This healing is between you and God, and I just get to watch what happens. And I'm going to do the Theta Healing meditation. You may feel like a tingling somewhere in your body or nothing at all. And like I said, this work just needs to be witnessed by me in order for it to be complete. So, and the rest of the healing is between you and God. So you don't have to worry if you don't feel anything. So then I'm going to ask you if you'd like energetic downloads of various things, like would you like to know what something feels like or how to do something? Would you like God's perspective, which is like the most loving perspective on a person or situation? Would you like to change that belief, release that trauma? Those kinds of questions. So when I ask you that, your job is to say yes out loud. Even, you know, being out there and you're listening to this call and you're in whatever room in your house, say yes out loud if you want this to happen and access your subconscious mind so you can make these changes. So I'm going to start with a few basic beliefs that are going to help you keep your healing, keep any healing that you get, and then we're going to go from there, okay?
All right, so I'm going to act as the surrogate for everybody.
Yes, you are. You're our daddy theta meditation person right now.
That's right. So I will be saying yes, but in your home or wherever you are, and please don't do this if you're driving, just do this in your home and follow along with us, and I'll be the guinea pig, so to speak, for this exercise. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. So I'm going to go into the meditation, so I'm going to be quiet for a second, which is always great for a talk show.
Yeah, I know, right?
Pregnant pause, da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so I'm going into the meditation. Okay, and then is it okay if I come into your space now?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. So notice that energy is arching over to you and going right through your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, and going all the way through your body, and it's going to open up all your chakras. So it's going from your crown, we're going to go down to your third eye and between your eyebrows, to your throat, to your heart, to your solar plexus, to your belly button, and your root chakra at the bottom of your torso. And keep going down your whole body. There we go. And understand this is a waking sleep wave. So your eyes may close a little bit. You're going to start feeling relaxed. So would you like to know what joy feels like from God's perspective?
Yes.
Okay. So here it comes. Daniel, I may ask you if you feel things every once in a while. Can you feel that?
I started yawning.
Yeah. So that's a common thing that happens when we yawn, and I get that sometimes too. So it's not that we're bored.
Thank you.
That our crown chakra is opening up, and that's the one that's connected to God. So that it's a good sign. Okay. And would you like to know God's definition of joy?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. That looks really nice going in. And would you like to know what unconditional love feels like from God's perspective?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to know God's definition of unconditional love?
Yes.
Good. I'm just watching that go through your body, through all of your cells. This is like turning on a light in every single cell of your body. It's a really neat thing. And would you like to know how to unconditionally love yourself from the inside out, from God's perspective?
Yes.
Okay. And you know what that feels like?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. And when we love ourselves from the inside like that, we're going to make the best decisions possible for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to know what it feels like to be completely loved from God's perspective?
Yes.
Good. And would you like to know that that's possible?
Yes.
And would you like to know what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective?
Yes.
Yay. Okay. All right. And would you like God to go back to that moment, whatever lifetime, whatever level, where you had decided that you were unworthy of God's love and good fortune, and have God change that belief now from that point and bring it forward?
Yes.
Okay, in all lifetimes, all levels, we'll watch that change. Okay, great. And would you like to know what it feels like to be worthy of God's love and good fortune from that moment on?
Yes.
Yay! That's such a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to know that God loves you without your being or believing or feeling that you're unworthy of God's love?
Yes.
Okay. That's a big thing in major religions. And it was just a misunderstanding. And would you like God's definition of happiness?
Yes.
And know what it feels like to be happy from God's perspective?
Yes.
And would you like to know how keep it healing?
Yes.
And what that feels like?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Would you like to know God's definition of taking responsibility for your own power?
Yes.
Cool. And know what that feels like?
Yes.
That is just pulsating through, isn't that?
Mm-hmm. My hands are sweaty.
Yeah. Would you like to know the difference between taking responsibility and blaming yourself?
Yes.
God's perspective. There we go. And would you like to know how to take responsibility for everything that has happened in your life without blaming yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to know what that feels like?
Yes.
Good. And would you like to release the blame that you have held in your body from everything that's happened in your life?
Yes.
Okay. And watch that leave it. And also, let's also have God release the burden of that blame.
Mm-hmm.
Send that to God's light, because that's important. It's just floating off your shoulders. Sayonara. Okay. And would you like to know God's definition of abundance?
Yes.
and know what that feels like?
Yes.
Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to receive abundance?
Yes.
In all areas of your life?
Yes.
Okay. And God's like taking out, like shifting off the dust bunnies off those areas that are a little darker and have not received much attention. Okay. So we talked about this early. One of the most common barriers to abundance is that ancestral belief of waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Mm.
So would you like to have God's truth on this now?
Yes.
And would you like to know that you're safe without believing that you have to wait for the other shoe to drop?
Yes.
Especially before moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And would you like to know that you're safe from God's perspective without having negative expectations of your outcomes?
Yes.
Okay, good. And would you like to use God's definition of discernment instead of fear to help you move forward in your life?
Yes.
Okay, great. Wow. My crown chakra, my top of my head is tingling. So, okay. So another barrier to abundance is that fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal, right? That was one of my big fears too. Would you like to get God's definition of a failure?
Yes.
Okay. And just so you can have words for it, it's a mistake. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And would you like to know how to learn from your mistakes and turn them into successes from God's perspective?
Yes.
Okay, and know what that feels like?
Yes.
Good. And would you like to learn the easy way instead of the hard way?
Yes.
Let's shift that. And let's let you know who you are from God's perspective. Now learning the easy way instead of the hard way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And would you like to know what it feels like to thrive instead of just survive?
Yes.
All right. And this is from God's perspective, God's definition of thriving and surviving. There we go. And would you like to let your ancestors know that it's time to thrive instead of just survive?
Yes.
And we're going to have God just show them how that's possible and how to do that.
Yes.
There we go. They're like, oh, really? Oh, that's
okay.
It's such a great source of support if we get them on board. And would you like to have God heal all of their trauma around surviving?
Yes.
God. So just feel that leave almost like smoke off your body. There we go. It's going to come off for a little bit. A lot of black smoke. And I'm feeling that all the way down to the base of my spine.
Mm.
Which I think is interesting because my teacher talks about there are three master cells in your body that you take from each lifetime. One's in your crown, one's in your heart, and one's at the base of your spine. And it seems to be that one's activated now. And would you like to have, to let your ancestors know how to support you from God's perspective without just surviving?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just realized how we can say that even better so that your mind can really get it. Let's let your ancestors know how to support you thriving.
Yes.
There we go. And would you like God's definition of support?
Yes.
And know what that feels like. Good. And here's another really, really important one. Would you like God's definition of self-support?
Yes.
And know what that feels like.
Yes.
And what's involved in self-support is how you speak to yourself, how you react to yourself, but also bringing in the right people at the right time. So self-support is not done on your own. It's very important to understand that. Let's show you what self-support from God's definition feels like, okay?
Yep. Yes.
All right. And would you like to know that you're worthy of both types of support from God and the universe?
Yes.
All right. And would you like God's definition of prosperity?
Yes.
And know what that feels like?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to know how to bring prosperity into your life and what that feels like?
Yes.
And now this one is going to be for everybody, this is going to be personal. So, would you like God's truth on what's blocking your prosperity, if anything?
Yes.
All right, and let's, would you like God to help you let go of those energetic blocks to prosperity now?
Yes.
And know how to and what it feels like to receive prosperity now?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Coming to the home stretch here, would you like God's definition of forgiveness?
Yes.
And know what forgiveness feels like?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to forgive yourself for your past mistakes?
Yes.
And would you like to let go of all of the regret you have for your mistakes?
Yes.
There you go. Woo, you just feel that coming up. And would you like to let go of all the self-rejection you have for your mistakes?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. There it goes. Woohoo! It is coming off you. And would you like to know God's truth on what your role was growing up in your family?
Yes.
And to know God's truth on what your role is now in that
yes.
same family, okay? And would you like to have God change your role if it's in your highest and best and brings about more abundance in your life?
Yes.
Great. And would you like to have God show you how to move forward into your abundant future now and know what that feels like?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How do you feel?
Oh, good. Tingly. Feels good. I mean, it's hard to explain.
Right.
Because one of the things that really I found interesting is you made comment about my shoulders. It's fallen off your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And just right before you said that, I had shrugged my shoulders because I felt like I needed to shrug my shoulders. Then you said, it's coming off your shoulders. I went, whoa. Whoa.
Well, your body's really literal. You know,
it's
your body's not a place for sarcastic remarks because it just goes, oh, you mean that? Okay, cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, no, that's really great. Oh, I'm glad. Yeah, it feels much lighter. You know, there's a lot of different things that can happen to you, you know, really extreme, amazing healings. But also at the very least, when you finish with the Theta healing is that you feel lighter as you get up and you walk around and you move around in your life. And one of the things I'd like to say to everyone here is that after this healing, you know, after this little mini healing session is just notice what's lighter and better in your life and put focus on that. Because then you'll understand intuitively also what still needs work.
Mm.
And it'll be wonderful.
I love it. Wow, that was amazing. I really appreciate you taking time to walk us through this. And I'm really excited about the listeners today because I know that you have spent a lot of time in creating opportunities for people to learn more from you. But before we go there, could you kind of give us a couple of examples of maybe some of the people that have applied what you teach and
sure.
some of the results
sure.
they got? Mm-hmm.
Sure. Since we're talking about family and finances, there's someone who comes to mind who I worked with. This woman who, as an adult in her 20s, lived with her parents, and that was just you know culture and what they did. And anyways, just to explain this, she grew up in a very abusive environment, and there was really no break from it because everybody was abusive to everyone. And the siblings were abusive to each other, to the parents were abusive
wow.
to them. And then the cousins would come in on the weekends and they were abusive to each other. So everybody had it. I really had never seen a situation like this. So, she needed to get a good job. We had to, you know, release all that abuse and release all that trauma and all that shock that she had been feeling for her whole life. And, we needed to get her a good job. You know, we needed to get to the point where she could get a good paying job and save money so she could leave home. And at the same time, like, stop attracting abusive people into her life in the form of friends and boyfriends. And so we worked together for a really long time, and things were shifting and shifting. And then I didn't hear from her for a while, and I reconnected with her. And she had actually totally changed her career and met a wonderful man, has a healthy marriage, and she's now a therapist.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a really wonderful one. Another one that I talk about a lot that still blows my mind was this woman who was a hedge fund investor. And she came to me because she was on a major losing streak. And when we got to the bottom of the issue, she made back $14 million in 3 weeks.
Woo!
Yes, and she had invested a lot of money to make that happen. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you that she put a penny down and, you know, it worked.
Right,
out.
Of course.
But also, you know, all the theta work that she did contributed to her confidence and her trust in her own intuition to do the right thing at the right moment. And then it even helped her when she realized that this wasn't the work she wanted to do and that she wanted to be at home and support her kids and find some other business, you know, to do that she could be a mom also. And so one day she just knew it was the day to quit, and she got up. She got to her office. She got up, walked into the boss's office, said, "I'm leaving," left. And that next week, the stock market had a major adjustment, as they put it, and people in her firm lost 20% of their portfolios.
Ooh.
And called her and said, "You left at the exact right time."
I bet. Wow. Well, you know, I know that there's tons more that we can learn from you, Karen, and I really appreciate that you've gone and created something for everyone that's listening to Data. You know, have some experience of the theta healing themselves. Folks, right now, if you can go to www.awakeningtoabundance.com/theta, and that's T-H-E-T-A, theta. Karen, would you let everybody know what great things you have in store for them there?
Yes, I will. There's a package of 25 MP3s called Making Life Happen, and these are 25 different theta healing sessions, and they're going to help you heal your family relationships. They're going to help you generate wealth and abundance, create success, attract your soulmate, heal your body, actually relax. There's even one that helps you download sleep when you're missing sleep, negotiate effectively in business.
Mm.
And those are just some of the things. There's essentially over 10 hours of meditations that, or, you know, I call them meditations, but they're healing circles that you can do at your leisure. And the best part about it is that you can listen to them again and again and get different things out of them based on wherever you are in your own healing process.
Beautiful. Wow. That's a lot of audios to listen to. That's awesome. And we just apply them when we need them, right?
Right. You know, once you... You know, they'll be able to access a page, and they'll be able to download them whenever they need them.
Got it.
And in and of themselves, they're not long meditations, so you're not going to sit there for 2 or 3 hours going, "Oh, my gosh, when is this over?
When does it stop?" Yeah.
How do we stop?
I like those types of audios that allow you to listen to maybe when you're working out or getting up or something, and they're not too long. People today seem to have really crazy lives.
You definitely have to create the time for them to do it without doing other things, because you're going to be focusing on you, so you have to honor that part. But they also tell you how long it is so that you'll know.
Oh, good. All right, so there you go. And some of it, can you just maybe list a few of the benefits that people will get for applying these audios in their life?
They'll get a lot lighter. They're going to get a lot healthier emotionally. They're going to get a lot healthier physically. The burdens are going to be off. They're going to turn into, or they have the greatest chance of turning into a much happier person than they've ever been. And one of the greatest gifts that I received from Theta is that my default used to be like a low-level depression, and that's where I'd go once everything was fine. And the wonderful thing about Theta and the wonderful thing about all of these meditations, because they are on all different themes that we experience in life, is that helps you get to that point where contentment is your default, and that's where you begin, and that's where you end.
I love it. Any final thoughts, Karen, before we go?
You know, I believe that we are more powerful than we know, and that we have to take responsibility for that power so that we can use it to co-create the life we really want instead of the life that we sort of want. And it's just, right now is just a really great time to stop draping your legs over both sides of the fence and really commit to this ability so that you can make your life great. And like I said before, you may not have manifested everything in your life that you wanted, but you have manifested everything in your life that you have. And it's time to really, you know, and especially with this work, start doing that consciously so that you can really have the outcomes that you really truly deserve, which are, you know, in joy and abundance and good fortune.
Mm. Love it, love it, love it, folks. To harvest abundance in your family and in your finances, go to www.awakeningtoabundance.com/theta, and that's T-H-E-T-A, and experience it for yourself. Thank you so much for being with us, Karen. I really appreciate you and look forward to our next call together.
Oh, great, great. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It was a real gift. Thank you.